from Death Valley on the water.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Fans, glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, January 17th, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Paul Strelow joins us at 8:05 from TigerIllustrated.com. We'll talk about an official visitor to Clemson this weekend, kind of a surprise official visitor, and talk an awful lot about the rest of this year's board, but man, really a ton of talk about the 2020 board. We'll get to that a little bit as the show progresses. Schedule released from the ACC yesterday. We now know Clemson's schedule, the other school's schedule in the ACC, so we will tell you about that and maybe do a little win game for a bunch of ACC teams today. Only one Thursday night game, the opening game at home, and then we'll have all Saturday games, two open dates, include one before South Carolina next year. We'll tell you about a pretty difficult September for Clemson next year, so we'll get to that a little bit. The basketball news, the Tigers win last night. It was Marquise Reed, the career high 30 points for the Tigers. He was 10 of 13 from the field. He was 2 of 3 from 3 and 8 of 8 from the line. Also had 6 rebounds and a nice win with that 30 points. The Clemson beats Georgia Tech 72-60. Tigers improved to 11-6 overall, 1-3 in the ACC. Tech falls to 10-7 overall and 2-2 in the ACC. Clemson also got 11 points from Elijah Thomas and 10 points from Amir Trapp. Shot the basketball very well last night. Shot 54% from the field. Or sorry, 50.1% from the field. 51% from the field. Shot 7 of 16, 43%, almost 44% from 3 last night, and made 11 of 14 free throws. 79% from the free throw line, and a nice win against Georgia Tech. Clemson off this weekend and now goes to Tallahassee next week. Boy, you could talk about quarterback transfers all over the place. Jalen Hurts announces he's going to go to Oklahoma. James Blackman, Florida State quarterback, announces that it's been announced that he is in the transfer portal. Oklahoma is trying to block Austin Kendall from transferring, and two Texas quarterbacks are in the transfer portal. Just crazy what quarterbacks and all that's going about. The golf news, PGA heads to Palm Springs today, and Torrey Pines gets good news. Tiger Woods is going to come and play there next week. Alabama, more of the same, the fifth assistant coach leaving. This time the defensive coordinator is headed to the Cleveland Browns. Speaking of college basketball, great comeback win for South Carolina last night at Vanderbilt. Other top 25 action We saw an upset with Iowa State beating 8th-ranked Texas Tech in Lubbock, Texas, 68-64. 14th-ranked Auburn went to A&M and won 85-66. Kansas State upset 20th-ranked Oklahoma in Norman, 74-61. So had a couple of Big 12 upsets last night. 21st-ranked Houston went to SMU and won 69-58. 23rd-ranked Iowa went to Penn State and pulled out a win, 89-82. In the other ACC game last night, non-ranked teams, Louisville at home defeated Boston College 80-70. And in the SEC last night, besides the Gamecocks 3-point win in Nashville, it was Alabama going to Missouri and win 70-60. So a little college basketball stuff for you. Australian Open continues, getting to the third round. May let Zach tell you a little bit about that. With the conference stuff today, we're going to get into the non-Saturday games. There's games on Thursday, Friday, and Monday. We'll tell you about those. We'll tell you about each team's out-of-conference schedule. We'll talk about each team's cross-division schedule. We'll tell you about those big opening weekend out-of-conference games, and also look at Notre Dame's schedule as a part of the ACC. Rivals have brought out their top 250 list yesterday. We'll tell you how many of the Tigers, Gamecocks, Bulldogs, Seminoles, Crimson Tide. We'll give you all those things coming up. Scottie Pippen says that Zion Williamson should pack it in and not play anymore because basketball season, just prepare for the NBA draft. I hope we don't get to that. I really hope that's not the case. And your phone calls, your text, and your tweets. But besides the segment of the show, or segment number two, the most important thing we do is introduce the oil that stirs the pot. Mr. Or 24 of the Twitter world, number one in your heart, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, and the man that's got the getaway car pointed in the other direction this morning, backing it on in, ready to get out of here, I guess. I don't know if he has a place to be. Zach Orr. Yeah, Bo.
Good morning, Mickey. How you doing?
I'm good. What is the reason that you back your car in like you're going to have a getaway this morning, like you're really going to get out of here?
Yeah, I can't get caught here in another conversation, a long theoretical 40-minute conversation that we had yesterday.
I enjoyed that conversation.
Oh, it was a great conversation. I had to get home, and I forgot I had to get home yesterday.
Remind me to tell you something off the air. It was the talk of our foursome yesterday.
I can't imagine it wasn't.
Stupid old white men were having a conversation. I played terrible.
I thought you were shooting for that 64 yesterday.
I was shooting for the 64. Unfortunately, I hit it on about the 14th hole. So we can talk about that a little bit. But you know what I need from you as much as anything?
What's that?
First of all, what's on tap for segment number two?
I texted you about that last night, a little transfer quarterback talk. I think you were asleep by that point, though.
I was asleep early. That's what led me to my next thought. I need help on Clemson basketball last night because my wife and I, after a very emotional watching of This Is Us, that we taped it and started watching after Jeopardy last night.
Oh, jeez, man.
About 8:45 when the commercials, you know, because we passed through all the commercials, we hit the old hay, and I'm like, look, I'm sorry, Clemson basketball, but I got to get up at 5 o'clock, man. I'm old. I need all the rest I can get, and we're trying to have a baby over here sometime here soon. I got to go to bed. So I go to bed, and I wake up at 4:30, let the dog out, and I see that Clemson won 72-60, but I knew, and I read about the game at 4:30 this morning.
Does he always go out at 4:30 in the morning?
Between 4:30 and 5 every morning.
That is on weekends?
No, I think he knows weekends.
Jeez.
But hey, that's what you got to do for your little fella. Anyway, I read all the quotes. I saw all the stats. Hadn't seen any highlights of it yet, but I didn't watch Clemson basketball last night. Didn't get to listen to it. 9 o'clock game's tough for us old timers. What did I miss, buddy? You ran the board here last night. You saw the game and you produced the game here last night. What did I miss?
Yeah, did the broadcast last night. A devoted servant of Clemson basketball, unlike yourself, who just goes to sleep selfishly.
Right, really. Selfishly, right. Put me ahead of team, yes.
A 72-60 victory, as you introduced in your little preamble there. Marquise Reed was far and away the player of the game last night. Yeah. And his 30 points, 6 rebounds. No assists last night, but he had a wonderful evening. He played 40 minutes, played the big boys a lot last night. 40 minutes for him, 38 for Sheldon Mitchell. Reed was 2 for 3 from downtown, hit all 8 of his free throws last night. It certainly was a vintage Marquise Reed performance, and one that they're going to need a lot more often if they're going to be successful in the league and ultimately in any postseason play.
It was. A little bit of foul trouble for Clemson last night with Clyde Trapp, with White, those guys having four fouls each. And actually, Tech went in line 21 times compared to Clemson's just 14 times. Tech made as many free throws as Clemson took, which is a yep. recipe to win, but that didn't work out. And Tech kind of won in the paint battle a little bit, points off turnovers. I'm points from the bench a little bit. Clemson won the points off turnovers because Tech turned it over 13 times. Clemson only turned it over 10 times last night. But it was basically the starters. We got 10 bench points, I guess. But Reed was the difference in the game, huh?
Reed was the difference in the game. And you know why? I just did this to myself because he's often the forgotten about person on this team. David Scar was gigantic for Clemson last night. He played 40 minutes as well. He was on the court seemingly the entire night. He only had 9 points. But he had three three-pointers. He made three in a row at one point, and then he airballed a third, which was unfortunate. It was looking for 4 for 4. But he had a great night defensively as well, and he was a huge cog in that machine at points last night.
Yeah. Brad Brunell saying after the game last night in the post game, it was important. We had a couple of tough shooting games, and teams are guarding, talking about Reed, him, and he jumped up and made shots and said things look better. Some of the shots we didn't make against Virginia, we made tonight. We had some balls go in. That's always important. It's a great win for our team. Proud of the guys. We prepared for this. We knew we wanted to get this win tonight, and I thought our seniors were outstanding. Marquise has got going early, and the beginning of both halves were outstanding. A good win against a team that defends well. Meanwhile, Georgia Tech coach Josh Pastner says, give Clemson credit. Coach Brunell's team played really well. I knew this was a scary game just from the numbers they had coming in. I knew they would get it going. They had the entire team back from the Sweet 16, so I thought that they would get it going, but I just hoped it would be the next game. I knew it would be tough. We got punched early, and we didn't punch back right away. We dug ourselves in that hole. The difference is the way we started the first and second halves, which were big runs for Clemson. So, nice win. And now you put yourself in a chance. Now the schedule gets going tough again. You saw now they go to Florida State on Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. Then next home game is January the 26th, NC State, a 2 p.m. tip for next Saturday. So, but this is one of those that you're hoping, Zach, you're hoping this kind of gets some momentum and gets a little kick in the a little season going here.
Momentum is definitely the key word there. You look at a guy like Amir Sims. He came in missing. He was 1 of 15 in his last 3-point attempts.
Right.
And he went only 2 for 6 of last night, but the last two that he made were you know, right in a row, and it was like a monkey being lifted off his back. You could see it. So, yes, you're hoping for momentum. You're hoping for another good performance from your big boys there. You're going to have to lean on them for a couple of games here, especially as you go through another difficult stretch. And that begins with, was it Florida State next, I believe?
Yes.
So that's obviously it's a tough one for the Clemson Tigers, a ranked Florida State team. It should be a fun matchup, though.
Brad and Greer writes in on our healthcare text line 986-1566. Says Mickey missed a defensive clinic put on by Scara last night. Did a great job on their scoring guard, and a big man on his scoring guard. And that's really what that's his true value. And
that's his true value. But he's been a different player on the offensive side.
Yeah,
of the ball,
no
too.
Doubt, no doubt. He, made three threes, huh? Mm. So that was nice to see. Nice to see a great Clemson win last night. And you told me the students showed up pretty good. Nice for the students to do that.
I thought there was a nice student contingent. So just got to get the season ticket holders there and a little bit more volume. And we'll be
Yeah. So nice win. Feel good about that, no doubt. How about the Gamecocks? Nice come from behind win yesterday. Despite being just 9-7, they're 4-0. In the SEC. Had a nice win last night.
How about that?
Yeah. AJ lost a couple free throws. Yeah, we went up in Nashville.
I heard Vandy players were crying in the locker room after the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Crying in the locker room?
Crying.
Because they're 0-4 in the SEC now?
I don't know. I just read on the old tweeter machine.
Because both those teams are 9-7 now? Or? Didn't know they were crying. Anyway. Good stuff, a little basketball. So we're going to talk transfers, quarterback transfers.
Quarterback transfers, there's a whole list of them. We're going to talk about where they're going.
It's unbelievable, man.
How they're going to do, where they fit, the best fit, the worst fit, all kinds of fun stuff.
It's unbelievable.
Stuff that's even happened, I guess, since you went to bed last night.
Well, with you're talking about two Texas quarterbacks transferring?
That and more.
Austin Kendall stuff?
Yeah.
That happened before I went to bed. James Blackman.
Yep.
Obviously, Jalen Hurts, all that happened before.
We're going to talk about it. It's going to be great.
Okay, I can't wait, man. So I missed something, though.
I mean, based on your introduction, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Can't wait to see what that is. Can't wait to learn about that. Looking forward to it. Canty Foundation Specialist, C-A-N-T-E-Y. Canty. CanFixIt.com. Canty. Let Canty come in and do that for you. They have quality products, proven services, professional experience to permanently repair any foundation issue you may have for a free quote today. Go by and let these folks come by and check things out. You know, it shows in signs like maybe you have exterior, or maybe you have doors or windows that are jammed. And, you know, there could be other reasons for it, maybe a bad doors or windows. Or your foundation could be settling and it could be leading you to some major issues. Don't replace it, raise it. They've got cracks in exterior brick and mortar or interior cracks above doorways or windows or chimneys that might be pulling away from your home or sloping or uneven floors. Let them come in and look at your foundation. Canty wants to come in and see if they can help you out, see if they can save your biggest investment, your home or your business. Easy to remember. CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. Canty. CantyCanFixIt.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Segment two, talking quarterback transfers with Zach Orr right after this.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SCDMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools. Pull the parts you need and save. It's that easy. Check out our new part search feature on our website, LKQPickYourPart.com. Sign up for our PYP Garage. Download our PYP Garage app and get instant notifications on your vehicle when it comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Find the parts you need and save today at LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
Upgrading your bathroom? The Home Depot can help you upgrade that upgrade. with great brands and great savings at the Winter Kitchen and Bath event. Right now, add the finishing touch with an exclusive Delta Zella faucet for just $59. It's a two-handled high-arc center set faucet to give you plenty of clearance. So upgrade your bathroom and let the savings flow. The Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
This is going to be my happy place.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Segment number two of hour number one here on the Mickey Plyler Show. I need to tell you about our good friend Nick Lavery. Nick Lavery is Clemson's local attorney who will help get you what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson at 115 Strode Circle. If you've been hurt on the job or dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury, if you've been charged criminally, Nick understands your frustration and is here to help get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, you'll make sure your closing goes smoothly. Nick is a former state prosecutor and longtime private practice attorney who is ready to help you win. He's been serving our Clemson and upstate community for more than 20 years. If you're ready to win your case, call Nick Lavery today at 864-654-3680. Again, that's 864-654-3680. Segment number two, Mickey Plyler, is going to be about the quarterback transfers across the country this year. The transfer portal that I can't quite get access to, but I'm looking to get access to it soon. I just need to log into some, whatever this website is, see it, have the information for everybody else. It's a personal dream of mine, a goal for 2019, if you will.
Well, you set them really high, don't you?
Of course I do. Why would you set them low? That's ridiculous. Those aren't goals. Those are just minor speed bumps. Justin Fields, Brandon Wimbush, Tate Martell, Jalen Hurts, Austin Kendall, Kelly Bryant among the notable names that have switched allegiances. Justin Fields, of course, going to Ohio State. Brandon Wimbush to UCF. Tate Martell, the former Ohio State quarterback, going down to Miami where he was originally recruited. Jalen Hurts going out to Oklahoma to join Lincoln Riley. Austin Kendall leaving Oklahoma and will go to West Virginia after Lincoln Riley in Oklahoma lifted the ban on the Big 12 and any team that they play in the next 2 years, I believe the original sanctions were. And then, of course, Kelly Bryant, as you all know, going to Missouri. Mickey, of that group, the most talented player on the field is?
It depends on the system.
It depends on the system. So I guess
Justin
the better question
Fields is the most talented one.
Okay.
How will he be used at Ohio State? I take it that Ryan Day, the quarterback whisperer, will do great things with him. I take it that he will.
You can assume
Justin
that.
Fields has limitations.
What are his limitations? We didn't see a ton of him at Georgia.
Yeah, he's not a polished pocket passer. A lot of alliterations for an announcer. He's not a polished pocket passer yet. But in the college game, you don't really have to be. Every one of these guys has some sort of limitation, I think. But he is the one that has the highest ceiling and I think will be the one that has the most impact on the game, I think. Outside of that, let's just face it. You know why every single one of these guys transfer?
Why is that?
Because every single one of these guys got beat out. And so they got beat out because somebody was much more complete quarterback than what they were.
Sure.
So every one of these guys has some sort of issue.
And I hear you on that, but I also would counter with the fact that Lincoln Riley has taken two transfer quarterbacks and made them Heisman winners.
I'd agree with that. But...
Now, listen, if he does this with Jalen Hurts...
Yeah, but Hurts... is nowhere near as talented as Mayfield or as Kyler Murray.
If he does this with Jalen Hurts, you give him all the money.
Yeah, he's not. Hurts could be very good at Oklahoma. Don't get me wrong. But he won't be what Mayfield was, and he won't be what Kyler Murray.
What if it's that system in Bama that held him back a bit?
You can look at it one way.
What if he's decent?
You can look at it that way, no doubt. But you can also look at it as he had the best offensive line, the best receivers, best running backs, and he didn't. What you say he didn't? He was the 100 and whatever the 3 is or starting quarterback, whatever. He did great things there. He just got beat out by a better player. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean he's bad. He's a good player. He's a solid player. Now he has issues. He's not a great passer.
He's a good kid. Did you read his Players Tribune article yesterday?
I did not, but he is a great kid.
Yeah.
But you know what? He will do well. They will give him a chance. The one thing, and even Alabama would have done this. When he was in Alabama, they did this. You give him a chance to be successful. You do what he can do. And it'll look like he'll do great things. He'll be good at Oklahoma. I'm not sure he'll be great at Oklahoma. There will be a drop-off at quarterback at Oklahoma this year, I can tell you that.
I think there will be as well. It'll probably be more of that the style he's more comfortable running, the heavy RPO kind of stuff, and you throw when you have to. And it'll be fun to see what Jalen Hurts can do at Oklahoma. Justin Fields at Ohio State remains to be seen if he's going to be eligible or not. I would assume he's going to be. I don't see the NCAA saying no to that.
I think the NCAA is on a slippery slope there, but, boy, I hope this doesn't. His whole basis is that the one baseball player in the stands made a racial slur, so you get to sit out. I mean, you get to not sit out a whole year because – one guy said a racial slur. I hope we don't get that. It's a slippery slope for him. But boy, to me, that's not the basis for circumventing the transfer rule.
Mm-hmm.
Because that way, all you got to do is get a friend to say something, pretend like you're not friends, and go, oh, well, there you go, they heard it, so now I get to transfer out. You know, the fake illnesses with family members, the fake stuff just for not sitting out a year. There's a reason we're sitting out. And I hope that's not the case.
I'd be shocked if the NCAA says no to him.
I hope they do, though.
That opens them up to a lot of stuff. I just don't see it happening, man. I think he's going to play.
I hate it when we use race.
I think he's going to play, and I think Ohio State knows it. And that's why you probably saw Tate Martell transfer to Miami, back to a place that he was linked in his high school days, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
He was originally supposed to go to Miami.
Martell's another one that he's got limitations. Martell
reminds me of Hurts. 5-star coming out of high school.
Huh?
5-star coming out of high school.
Yeah, athletic guy though. Again, developing passer. Nah, he's a run first, athletic kind of quarterback. Same thing with Kelly Bryant. Same thing with Justin Fields. Same thing with Jalen Hurts. You know, all these guys. If you notice, all these guys are the athletic guys. Brandon Wimbush. They're the athletic guys that aren't the downfield passing guys.
Speaking of Brandon Wimbush, JD and Piedmont gets in this morning. We appreciate that, JD. I think Wimbush to UCF might be the best fit and move. Not the most talented, but best fit. Your thoughts on that, and do you agree with our friend JD from Piedmont this morning?
I like the move. You know, Wimbush is one of those guys that when he's in the game, they look pretty good at times. Now, he struggled at times too, though. But I think Wimbush is, you know, up there as far as talent goes with these guys. Just the fact of the matter is that their offense was sputtering a little bit, and that the other kid came in at Notre Dame and played well. And that's what happens too. It's not like, look, it's not like Josh Fields is a bad quarterback. It's just that the other guy was better. It's not like Kelly Brown's a bad quarterback, but the other guy's better. Hurts wasn't a bad quarterback. The other guy's is better. And the same thing kind of happened to Wimbush. I like Wimbush. I think he's a little rough. It doesn't look pretty at times, but he's pretty doggone effective. And I think he'll do really well at Central Florida, and he'll play less of a schedule than some of these guys who play at Central Florida. I think he'll do very well there.
You talk about these guys in this portal, or they're on this list now, and they all have flaws, and that's true to an extent. You mentioned they're all athletic guys. Is Austin Kendall that guy from Oklahoma, as he confirms, or ESPN confirms he's going to West Virginia last night? Is he going to be able to step in and take over the reins from Will Greer? Will that offense be the same now it's not under Dana Holgorsen? What do we expect from
him? Is he a graduate transfer?
Austin Kendall. I believe so.
Let's check and see. I'm not as familiar with him. Now, he's just a sophomore. He's from North Carolina. He was one that wasn't all that highly rated coming out. So I'm not as familiar with him. He's just a sophomore, though, so he's got to sit out a year.
He's just a little fella.
Is he?
I have no idea.
You just said he's a little fella.
I just think it's funny.
6'2", 220. So
he's not big. He's average size for a quarterback. That's good.
I tell you, a misconception is that his only quarterbacks are transferring out.
Oh, there's plenty of guys transferring out.
Look at all these other ones on here.
But before we jump into those, I have one question for you. You talk about all these quarterbacks. We talk about Kelly Bryant when he decided to go to Missouri. We talked about Hunter Johnson when he decided to take his talents to Northwestern. What group of quarterbacks and or former quarterbacks has the better season next season?
Oh, I think that Hunter Johnson is going to have a great year.
Hunter Johnson, Kelly Bryant, and Trevor Lawrence? Or Jake Fromm, Justin Fields, and the kid that went to Washington that's escaping my name, my head right now.
Not Matthew Stafford, but he looked like Matthew Stafford.
Yeah. Which group of those fellas has the better
Washington
one?
The Washington kid. The Clemson kids.
Really?
Because Trevor's better than Fromm. And because Hunter Johnson.
That's it.
Huh?
Jacob Eason.
Eason, yeah. Because Hunter Johnson's, I don't know. I don't think Fields plays next year. I don't think he can go that slope. Anyway.
I think Fields 100% plays next year.
Why?
I don't think the NCAA has the gall to say no to him.
Look, it's disingenuous.
Listen, you can argue that point, and I probably agree with you on that point. At the end of the day, I think he's going
to
play.
So now all these other quarterbacks, all they have to do is get one person to say one thing in the stands. That's what he said. One guy said one thing in the stands. Well, not one thing. He said it repeatedly. He's an idiot, by the way.
He was dismissed from the baseball team, wasn't he?
He should have been dismissed. He's an absolute idiot. He's a racist. He's a pig. He's a jerk. He's a dummy. He's a dodo. Get rid of him. But that doesn't mean that Justin Fields gets to circumvent the transfer rules. That's using racism to be opportunistic. That's using one other idiot, not even have anything to do with the football program, to be opportunistic. So then you can just do fake letters or fake whatever. That's crazy. We're already faking illnesses to circumvent the rules. I don't like that at all. I think they can stand up and say, no, man, you're opening up Pandora's box. You've already opened up with all these transfers anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
But now you're saying, we'll just transfer whenever you want to and play whenever you want to. Do it in the middle of the season.
Then you go ahead and say no, and all of a sudden the NCAA is okay with racism.
They're not okay with racism.
You know that gets banned.
The guy that is guilty of racism is gone from the Georgia baseball team. Sure. They're not okay with racism.
Sure.
He's been punished.
Was that a Georgia decision or NCAA?
Georgia. But he's being punished. He should have been. Kick the pig off. He's a scumbag, and that's what they did. But you shouldn't benefit from that. That's crazy. Anyway, I don't like all this. I don't like all this idea of all these transfers out there. I hate it, man.
Come on, man. It's fun. It's exciting. There's something to talk about with college football. It's the transfer portal. What a wonderful thing that I didn't know I needed in my life until this season.
Well. It's just, I get beat out, so I'm taking my ball and going home. We'll see how it works out. Quarterbacks are always the big deal. James Blackman is not listed on my ESPN one, and I'm not sure because we don't have access to the transfer portal, but there is talk that James Blackman of Florida State entered it yesterday.
Also seeing another Florida State guy in DeAndre Johnson on here.
Yeah, former Florida State quarterback that transferred to FAU. Junior college and then transferred to FAU. Now he's leaving FAU. So he went from Florida State to junior college to FAU to somebody. He's only going to be his fourth school.
Mm-hmm.
This is AAU basketball all over again. Just keep transferring around and keep transferring around. Then get a 6-year and just keep transferring around. Of the other players, I tell you a big one. Florida State's Amir Rasul, the running back, is leaving Florida State. That's kind of a big one. I'm looking at other positions right now of guys that Luke Ford left Georgia, the tight end, to go to Illinois. Illinois got a couple of guys from this list. But Illinois' tight end is now transferring out. Let's see if there's any other big players there. Oh, Drew Singleton, who was down to Clemson and Michigan a few years ago, linebackers leaving Michigan. He's going back to Rutgers. He heard their band was so good that he's going back to Rutgers.
How about that?
Yeah, which is really, really good. Anybody else? Trying to see a guy or two in here.
Johnny Langan's going to Rutgers.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
But Jairus Adams leaving Rutgers.
Quarterback, good for him.
Yeah, good for him. Anyway, we'll see. We'll see what it works out. Hey, one other quick note on the Justin Fields stuff. Because you, one reason that you, if you're NCAA, you had to hold your ground on this. I know what you're saying, that it is a slippery slope, that you don't want to open up that because of the sensitivity of the subject. And I get what you're saying. But let me tell you what else you have to do. You have to protect the integrity of everybody else that's going through it. You know what I'm saying? The guys that are doing it and doing it right. It's kind of like our illegals coming into the country. Part of the reason that you do it and you're trying to protect that is that there are people who are doing it the right way, who are having to pay the penalty for coming in the country and having to go, you know, be vetted through the process. Same thing with almost all of these other guys. Unless you're a graduate transfer. And even, look, let's just call a spade, all right? On the graduate transfer stuff, the rule is, in theory, it's a great rule. In that, if you want to, what they're saying is, if you finish your, if you graduated from your school, you still have eligibility left, and you want to get a graduate degree somewhere, and your school does not have the graduate program that you're interested in, you can transfer without sitting out a year. That's great. But do you really think all these graduate transfers are saying, boy, I really would like to have everybody's got an MBA, I guess, not everybody, but I'd really like to have my chemical engineering graduate degree. But my school didn't have chemical engineering, so even though I'm a business major, I want to do chemical engineering as a graduate student. So I'm going to try to find the best chemical engineering graduate program for me to go to. That's not happening. So we're finding ways to circumvent that rule. But at least you've graduated. At least you put in your 4 years of school or whatever you got to do that. And because of the Fields thing, you have to protect the integrity of those who are doing it the right way, who aren't looking for a reason to circumvent the rules. Make sense?
Sure. I would argue that it's also been circumvented before Fields.
It has.
And this is probably one of those reasons that you're okay with him going.
No. So but at that point in time, you don't give up. You don't just hand over the future and anybody who's trying to do it right. You've got to protect those, or else everybody tries to circumvent, and why even have the rules? Why just have anarchy out there? That's like saying we're not going to put any kind of guards at banks because somebody robbed a bank sometime. Might as well just give up. No, we're not going to give up. We're going to try to hold people accountable for the rules, even though they've been circumvented. Even though somebody might slip through the cracks, we're still going to try to do the right thing here and protect those like a Hunter Johnson, who did not come up with some lame brain, third uncle now got sick all of a sudden and I need to be closer to home stuff.
Sure.
We had guys that tried to use a thing that, even though they transferred farther away from home, but someone was sick in my family and I need to be closer to home. You know, stuff like that. Just totally, totally, opposite of all that. Anyway. Short break. I enjoyed segment two. That was good. That was one of your best segment twos.
You jumped up on the soapbox.
Well, I mean, that's just...
You're just excitable about it.
No, I'll try to do it the right way. Even to the point where this, and again, it all goes back to basketball for me.
And another thing.
Did you see this?
What?
Scottie Pippen says Zion Williamson needs to shut down his season right now to prepare for the NBA draft.
I did not see that.
Oh, man.
I did not see that.
Oh, man. What are we doing? What the heck are we doing? One thing we're doing right now is getting great haircuts. We're getting it at Roosters. The barber shop is back, but this time it's with the modern touches. The ladies at Roosters want to make you look great. I told you this before, Zach. See, you're an elitist over there. You have great hair. The rest of us at the station, bad, bad, bad hair. Rest of the men, at least. The ladies have great hair. The men here, we don't have good hair. So we need Roosters. You don't need Roosters. Anybody, you could take a hedge clipper, make your hair look good. Not me. I need the professional ladies over at Roosters to do this for me. Do yourself a favor, guys. Treat yourself. Pelham Road over in Greenville. RoostersMGC.com. 884-8920. 884-8920. Get in touch with them. It's our great friends at Roosters and RoostersMGC.com. A break. So much more. Hang on. Love to hear from you. We'll open up phone lines for the first time right after this.
This Tuesday, the Tigers hit the road and travel to Tallahassee to take on Leonard Hamilton's Florida State Seminoles in this key ACC matchup in hopes of bringing home a victory. Pre-game starts at 6:30 p.m. with a 7 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season, from first tip to last buzzer, right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Looking for the perfect gift for someone on your list? Grab them a 2019 Twin Peaks calendar for just $15.99, featuring more than 80 Twin Peaks girls from around the country. The Timber Lodge Hideaway does not disappoint. Come check out what we've been up to this year. Available for purchase in-store and online at twinpeaksrestaurant.com/shop. Get your Twin Peaks calendar and grab a 29-degree draft at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck Gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to AndersonEvents.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. Right now, you can get 500 business cards personalized the way you want them, starting at just $9.99. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now is the time to make something happen for your business. So, own the now with 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 3232. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3232.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I was really hoping to avoid you and then ignore you a bunch before you could ask me about this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Here come bad news talking this and that.
This is a very, very important time of year for a lot of people. Zach, transfer portals, football, basketball, tennis. Like, it's big for Australian Open. You're big into that. And I got a couple friends that are huge in the Australian Open. They're talking about some long-haired dude, some young dude that's taking over the Australian Open right now. Anyway, that's big, right? What's really big is taxes right now. So many families are depending on this refund check. And with the IRS and the government shutdown, it might be even slower now. I don't know how it's going to affect things. I just know that my guess is it's going to be even slower. The Patterson's Tax Service wants you to understand that at their business right now, they can write you an advance on your refund. Now, there's ways to qualify for that. How much you get depends on your refund and all that kind of stuff. I don't want you to call and find out more about it. Instead of having the delays that you're going to have normally with the identity fraud stuff anyway, that's being delayed. You should just you defile it and you get it back in a hurry. Now it's taking like a month. A lot of you need that now. A lot of you need it to pay bills, pay this Christmas bills off, pay credit card debts off, pay car payments off. You need it now. Patterson Tax Service wants to take care of you. PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. 859-8289. Again, 859-8289. Ask about this advance and how you can get thousands of dollars back quickly. Make your appointment. Hey, they're open on Saturday. I know a lot of you are working long hours and can't get by during the week. They're open this Saturday. Go by and see them and easily. 859-8289. To our phone lines, Paul Strelo, 805-654-ROAR, Northern Communication phone lines. Boogie checks in Columbia. Hey, good morning, Boogie. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great. How did they find out anything about the genetic makeup and how just you can be that superior yesterday?
Hey, I'm gonna tell you, Mickey, the test results hadn't come back yet, but they said I tested off the charts, so I'll find out next week. But right now, they're kind of baffled over that.
I can understand, buddy. Hey, it is a curse too, you know.
Hey, let me tell you, my granddaddy instilled in me a long time ago. Just saying, it's a poor frog that won't croak over his own pond. You know what I mean? So I try to uphold that. Hey, but listen, in all seriousness, man, I really believe like you, Mickey. I think this is a bad thing, man, this transfer portal and how it's being conducted now. I mean, it's like every time you put a way in to make things better, everybody's looking for a slick way out. I think it kills the spirit of competition. I mean, how is your starter supposed to get better if you're bringing in kids that are supposed to be able to push him, but they don't stay in the program long enough to do it?
Great point.
And the other thing is this. You're going to give a kid an out because he didn't do his homework. I mean, it's not like Jake Fromm fell out the sky as soon as he got on campus. He was there to start with. He carried the team to the college football playoffs and to the championship game. But you believed the hype. You believed what people were telling you. You believed that ESPN said you were the greatest thing to throw a football in shorts and T-shirt. I mean, you believed all that. So you're going to give a kid an out because he brings up one situation. And my point with that is it didn't affect you going in any other games the rest of the year at Georgia. I mean, why is it a problem now? I mean, you went in the game. It wasn't the reason that you muffed that fake punt. I mean, but now it's a big reason, and it's a big seriousness. And, you know, like you said, using family members, I'm just not a big fan of that. And you know what's surprising to me? And I'm not going to call any names, but kids that use family members and stuff, you notice how the family members never brought up again. They're not even questioned about it. I wish one media guy would, in an interview would say, hey, how's your mom? And watch him say, huh? Because he's not even thinking about that anymore.
Right.
Because it's them moved on. And I just don't agree with it. I think kids should do their homework. If you got All-American in front of you, be prepared to say, hey, I'm probably not going to win this job. But because you believe everything everybody's telling you and it didn't go your way, well, I'm going to take my ball and go home and I'm going to come up with a phony excuse. And I'm just not a big fan of that, but I also agree with Mr. Orr. I just don't think the NCAA's got backbone enough to stop. Now, you'll stop Greg Hubel, who done everything right, legitimately got hurt. You'll deny medical redshirt, but you'll let Rodney Polk play at South Carolina for 7 years. I mean, come on. I mean, I've just got a real problem with that.
I don't have a problem.
What it does is kill your competition.
I don't have a problem with a kid transferring. If you're not happy, if you do want to get closer to home, if you're going to get beat out, man, knock yourself out and transfer out. But the rules are there that you have to pay a penalty, and it is you got to sit out a year. When we start making up lame brain excuses for this thing, I don't like it at all. I don't like when we're trying to, you know, look, family illness is a serious issue, but it's not an issue that we use it to get transfer, to circumvent those rules. The graduate stuff, yeah. But if you really think that Jalen Hurts is going to Oklahoma because of some graduate program they had there, that he's his longtime desire to get another graduate degree, come on, man. We're kidding ourselves with all this kind of stuff. Hey, if you're going to sit out, sit out. But sit out a whole year. If you transfer, transfer, sit out a whole year. And you make a great point. You do all this research, you go to all these schools, you know what the depth chart looks like, but yet you thought you'd go and beat him out. You didn't beat him out. You weren't the best player. The best player is going to play. This all starts, Boogie. I tell you when it really starts. We can say at AU basketball, it always starts back in, we go to three different high schools. We go to three or four different AAU teams these guys are playing on. But I tell you when it even starts before that. Go to a Little League baseball game now, Little League basketball game now, Little League football game now. My son's not playing, and it's the coach's fault. In Little League, it's the coach's fault. So we'll move to another town. We'll take our kid out. We'll go somewhere else. He won't play for that guy next year. How about the fact that your son's just not good enough? Your daughter's just not good enough. Sometimes, guess what? Sometimes the other fellow's better. And it's not the coach's fault.
Yep.
But yeah, we'll just take our kid out of that league. We'll put him in another league. We'll put him in another travel ball. And we'll go all over the place and pay a bunch of money to let my kid actually play some, even though my kid's not the best player.
And you know that's exactly right, Mickey. And that's why I will pull for Jalen Hurts to do good against everybody but Clemson, because I felt like he did things the right way. It didn't go his way. But you know what? He stuck it out. He was there for his team when they needed him. He graduated. He did the things within protocol, and he didn't come up with a lame excuse. So
and,
I'll pull for that kid.
And on top of that, he has – on top of that, Boogie, he has an SEC championship ring that without him – well, they have a national championship ring, too, without him. They wouldn't have won. But without him, they don't win the SEC championship this year because he stuck it out and he did the right thing. And I told you before, like Hunter Johnson, like Jalen Hurts, these guys that want to do it – if you want to do it after the season – instead of sitting out like that, and if you've graduated, then if you want to do it the right way, do it the right way. Hurts did it the right way, no doubt.
Yeah. Hey, y'all have a wonderful morning, Mickey, and enjoy the show as always, man. It's a highlight of my mornings. You guys have a good one.
Thank you, Boogie. I appreciate that. It's nice talking to Boogie, the genetically superior phone caller. What are you laughing
at? Man, you're all over the place with this.
Why?
You hate transfers. You think it's quitting, taking your ball, and going home.
No.
You hate the, yes, you
no.
said that on air.
No.
Hold on.
If you're trying to circumvent it by coming up with lame brain stuff. And
Jalen Hurts circumventing
stuff.
It. He's not going
I don't mind Jalen Hurts transfer.
So it's
he got beat out and he graduated.
Situation.
He got beat out and he graduated, and he waited to the end of the season. He did it the right way.
But he could still go out and play. He got beat out, so he goes ball and go home. That's what he did?
No. I'm talking
about. Because you've hammered guys for doing that.
No.
You haven't done that?
No. I hammered the guys that did it in the middle of the season.
Oh.
On these guys, I get it. I wish it wasn't the case, but you can't always stick around.
We brought it up in the second segment, and everybody on that list was taking their ball and going home, and you hate transfers,
no,
and you don't like the...
I didn't use that phrase for everybody on that list.
You said we were talking about it, and that is literally what you said. I can bring it up on the audio. I can go back
bring
and
it
find
up.
It.
But that's not what I said about all those guys.
Oh, Mickey, come on now. You're all over the place on
I'm
this.
Not all over the place.
You are. Everybody is. And the transfer portal isn't something that... It is new in a sense, but it's the same stuff. It's just a convenient way for people to see who's in there. Who is actually interested in transferring? Isn't it?
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with the portal itself. It's not the computer's fault.
I hate this portal. I hate this transfer portal. It's the same stuff.
Yeah,
everyone's transferring.
No one's saying that.
Brandon Anderson, I don't know how y'all feel about it. I hate this transfer portal. You go, agreed. So you said that, and he said that.
I don't mean so in other words, I hate the computer system. I hate that program.
I'm just pointing out what you've said and what you've typed and what you've agreed to. You're backtracking all over yourself.
You got me. Good job. You beat me on that one.
I'm just pointing it out, man.
All I'm saying is that if you want to do it like a graduate transfer at the end of the season, like a Jalen Hurts, I have no problem with that. I got a problem with anybody who leaves in the middle of the season. I have a problem with anybody that tries to circumvent the rules by coming up with a reason. Shea Patterson is a great example of it. I have a problem with Shea Patterson saying that the his reason for not sitting out a year was he was duped by the staff. He knew what the heck was going on at Ole Miss.
But what if he didn't?
He got paid himself.
Do we know that?
Yes. Everybody knew that. His brother got a job on the Ole Miss staff as a high school coach for him to come there.
What if he didn't get paid? What if it was actual racism against Justin Fields? What if all these other guys...
Sure.
What
there's racism what everywhere.
If Josh Spelk's mom was actually sick, is actually sick? We don't know. We're just perpetuating rumors at this point, aren't we?
No. All those things might have happened, but it's not a reason that you get to circumvent the rules. The rules are in place. Stick by the rules, or else take away the rule to say anybody goes anywhere, anytime. If you want to do that,
that'd be anarchy. It'd be crazy. It'd be fun, but it'd be crazy.
Well, just go do that then. But if you're gonna have a rule, you need to uphold it. That's what I'm saying. I have zero problems with Jalen Hurts. He did it the right way, and for him, good for him. He graduated from Alabama. He's gonna do it the right way. Good for him. Top of the hour, we continue the conversation. 654 Roar. Love to hear.